Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry from Tradition Worship Center. We are a Word of Faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are Spirit-filled and believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. and you are always welcome. God bless you and we hope to see you soon. Hello, thank you for joining us again today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday. We started looking at the fact that the enemy comes in and he stops our wells. He blocks the blessings that should flow freely from each and every one of God's children. And we saw that he tended to block every type of blessing, not just one kind. He wants you not to be healthy, he doesn't want you to be wealthy, he doesn't want you to have joy, peace, nothing like that. So he comes with these tactics of lies and deception to deceive us into believing the wrong things, etc., etc., and he stops and blocks the wells. We thank you for joining us today. We're going to pick it up and continue so that we can learn to unstop and unblock the wells that he has successfully done to many Christians. We are Word of Faith, and we are speaking the truth here, and the truth that you know and act upon makes you free. Let's join the service.
See, I'm not going to say to you, okay, sirrah, sirrah, whatever will be, just go on through life and be happy. No, it's not, it doesn't work that way. It's what you bound, what you loose. It's what you say, it's how you operate. It's got everything to do with you. Of course, if it had everything to do with God, everyone would be saved. But people are not being saved. The Bible says he wants that not one person should lose their soul. Not one. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Whoever believes in him, right? But people are not believing in him. But he can't force them to change. He tries to woo them through love to change. But not everyone's saved. So if it was God's will for you to be prosperous and you're not prosperous, and we know it's his will for you to be prosperous, maybe you got something to do with it. Now, some people don't like to hear that in a church. Pastor, how can you talk? Wait until I start talking about sex in the church. Because you should be learning it from a man of God or a woman of God, from the truth of God's word, rather than from Dr. Ruth. Amen. The issues of life we should learn in a church. I don't only learn from TV and what these people are saying. Are you kidding me? You can't even watch golf nowadays. Even in golf, they showed an advertisement the other day, two guys smooching, about threw up. Hello? You think this is a joke? I tell you what, this is serious times we're living in. And you better be serious about the Word of God. And you better be serious about speaking life out of your mouth. My sister Rose, her family's here right now. My sister Rose, she'll be back soon. But you know, she was under pressure with an attack from the devil. But she's good today and she's strong today. Why? Because she knows about the word of faith. She speaks it out of her mouth. And let me tell you something. She gets into fear and I got into some fear when I was attacked. Fear is a spirit that's sent immediately. When the doctor says to you, sit down, I need to show you something, and you sit down, the first thing he does is send his spirit of fear. Is that not true? What's he going to tell me? You don't think, oh, he's going to tell me I've got the lungs of a 19-year-old and my heart is stronger than a bull. No, you sit down and fear comes. So fear comes to everybody, but what you do with the fear. And if you can't handle the fear, you need people around you who can say to you, you've not been given a spirit of fear. You've been given a spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. Let me remind you, and you've got people who know the word of God that can encourage and lift you up, and you can be victorious. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. And the devil, he's trying to clog up every one of your resources, and he wants us to give up and quit drawing from the truth of God's word. So he comes with a lie to override the truth. But when you know the truth, you can stand against the lie. If you don't know the truth, you're going to go down. It's just that simple. He says, study to show yourself approved. You've got to prove you know the word of God. And he says, it's like in the book of James, that's why we say it in our confession. It's like looking into a mirror, the Bible. And when I look into the mirror of God's word, I see myself healed. I see myself prosperous. I see myself victorious. I see I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I see no weapon formed against me. And on and on and on and on it goes. Now I'm looking at a picture of me in the word of God. But he said, but you walk away from the word of God and you forget who you were and you soon end up being what you think you should be. Come on. That's why you've got to be in the word, in the word, in the word, in the word, in the word. And you've got to know the right word. That's why it's important to follow the right kind of teaching. There are teachers out there that are way better than I could ever be, but they've got a lot of leaven mixed in with their teaching. And they're very persuasive. Okay, I'm moving on. Amen. He doesn't want us to walk in our full potential. Watch Hebrews 2:1. Look what he says. This is why it's so crucial that we be all the more engaged and attentive to the truth that we have heard so that we do not drift off course. That's an admonition from God. Hello? It doesn't matter your age. Doesn't matter your gender. Doesn't matter whatever, where you were born. That's a word from God to every single human being on the planet, but in particular to Christians. He says to us here, he says, this is why it is so crucial that we be all the more engaged and attentive to the truths that we have heard so that we do not drift off course. So you better make sure you're in a church where you're hearing truth. Because if you're not hearing truth, you're already off course. Listen, the people in Word of Faith churches should be the strongest, healthiest, wealthiest, happiest people on the planet. We should be. We should be the most victorious. Why? Because we apply the word of truth to our lives and then we act on it. We release it out of our mouths. We speak what's in our heart, and I put enough of it in my heart so that I speak it out of my mouth and now I live it in the natural. I've got a great teaching that I'm going to be doing real soon on, you know, you all know that the Bible says you've put off the old man, and yet the old man still tends to rise up. How many of you know about that, right? And he still just seems to control everything, the emotions, the feelings, the sinful nature, all of that. I've got a teaching that's going to help us completely to stop all of that nonsense. Because when you start using your willpower and you start making it a decision, I'm going to stop sinning, you go into a frenzy like a shark feed. You find a piece of meat and 100,000 sharks is a frenzy. And now you, in your own mind, I've got to stop it. I've got to do this. I've got to, me, I. And you go into a frenzy and things get worse. Hello. And I'm going to teach that for you guys and for me. Probably more for me than you. Amen. And so I believe we're a very privileged and blessed people. I truly believe that. And this, listen, the servants of our Heavenly Father, think of these guys, have dug up wells, and we've enjoyed the flow that's come from them. Think of people like Smith Wigglesworth. He dug up some wells that were stopped on healing and raising the dead. Think about Kenneth Hagin. He rose, he dug up some wells that were stopped and started teaching about faith. Catherine Kuhlman dug up wells on miracle signs and wonders are still for today. Come on. You can go through all of these people and you can see going back in time that these people came before us, did a lot of unstopping of wells. But the devil keeps coming back and keeps piling the dirt in through deception. I don't want to walk in deception. And I don't want to walk in defeat. And I want not. Why? Because I've got a God who said you don't have to. Amen. And so what did Isaac do? Think about it. The enemy wants to stop all of these wells. Isaac didn't quit and say, well, there's no water there. I thought God was going to bless me. I thought God was going to bless me. But it looks like things have all dried up. How many of you have been there before? Well, God, our thoughts are, why is this happening to me? What's going on? What's going on? Genesis 26, verse 18. Look what he says here. And Isaac dug again the wells of water, which had dug in the days of Abraham, his father. For the Philistines, that's the enemy, the Philistines had stopped them up after the death of Abraham. He called them by the names which his father had called them. So the Philistines came and put dirt and filled up the wells that they had need of to survive. But Isaac, instead of saying, well, I thought God was going to bless me. I mean, look at this. The wells are filled up. Let's just go. No, he dug them up again. And sometimes you need to dig into the Word of God to get some nuggets out of there and apply it to your life. Because if you're battling in an area, I can guarantee you there's demonic activity somewhere. Oh, no, you didn't hear that, eh? We don't like that. Did Jesus not say believers will cast out devils? There's demonic activity. Look at the world today. You want to tell me there's no demonic activity? Are you serious? Sweet Jesus. Well, you know, if I leave him alone, he'll leave me alone. No. If he's stopped something up, and if you're going through a battle in your life with your finances, if you're battling in your marriage, if you're battling in your body and your healing, I can guarantee you there's demonic activity somewhere in that area. Because all of that stuff comes from the curse. And the devil is involved with the curse, and God is involved in the blessing. So you need to check very carefully and say, okay, what's going on here? And I'm going to look at this, and I'm going to put a stop to it. Come on, because you can overcome in Christ. You can fight the good fight of faith, and you should be fighting the good fight of faith. And remember, the Bible says where there's envy and strife, there's every evil right there. Every demonic spirit where there's envy and strife. What brings envy and strife? Only by pride cometh contention. Woo! But then also pride goeth before, oh goodness. Pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Wow, you can just add the dots together and you'll get the answer. So maybe I'm the problem. Maybe it's not God holding the finances, the healing. Maybe I'm the problem. Oh God, we don't like that too often, do we?
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally.